Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Mickey broke the record at Camp Denny's on oysters, about however many you can eat.
Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 40 years, and along with winning numerous national and local tournaments, Captain Mickey was recently inducted into the Saltwater Legends Hall of Fame.
The reason I broke the record is I don't think I had enough money in my pocket to pay for all of them. Because if you break the record, everybody with you eats free.
Now here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated and the Belleville Meat Market. Galveston, 63 this morning. Warmed up during the night. It's starting off nice, but got some rain coming, they say, tonight and in the morning. But today it looks like overcast with a high of 71, south winds 10 to 20. And then for tonight, cloudy, with showers after midnight, low around 65, southeast winds 10 to 15, that rain chance about 50%. Pretty much the same tomorrow, winds will be southeast 10 to 20 with a 50% chance of rain showers. And then turning mostly cloudy during the afternoon hours later in the day. So the little rain chance of that next front coming in. Tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. There's two of them. We have a low coming up at 4:22 a.m. It's a negative 0.5. Then a high at 2:21 p.m., a 1.4. 6:37 a.m. is sunrise. 6:23 p.m. sunset. And our moon phase is 50%. Half moon. Looking around the complex, looks like it's south-southeast at the North Jetty at about 11. San Luis Pass looks to be about 3 to 4 miles per hour up in the complex. Eagle Point's 14 out of the southeast, and Morgan's Point is southeast at 5. So, not too windy this morning. Cloudy, but nice and warm. 61. Feels good. All right, let's go over to the Tri-Bay and check in with the hammer, Captain Glenn Hammond, see what he's up to this morning. Glenn, good morning. Are you hammering on him?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Captain Mickey.
What's up?
Well, not too much this morning. Kind of calm down here. 7 miles an hour, 63 degrees, and it was a blow early in the week, I'll tell you that. When Monday afternoon, 15 to 25, we started getting wind warnings on our telephone in the afternoon on Monday. Boy, that thing blew through here, and it was a blow.
It blew my calendar. Tuesday was quite gusty.
Yeah, we Tuesday evening, I rode with Melinda, or took her up to the wine garden up there at the rodeo. You know the
yeah.
Anyway, they got a place called the Wine Garden, and she met a couple of her friends. Four people, actually, we met, and they sit there and drank them a little glass of wine, and I was the designated driver.
No bottles?
No.
A glass. You got to drink a bottle, man.
Yeah, no. Believe me, they were drinking plenty of it. It was a night. I would love to have went and seen a concert, but it didn't start till after 9:30. So we got up there in the afternoon, like say 3:30, 4 o'clock, and stayed till about, I don't know, 6:30 or so, and we got the heck out of there. But man, was it crowded. She pulled in 86,000 people that night for that concert.
Was that the Reba one?
Uh-huh. Yes, sir. Yeah. On Tuesday. But anyway, they had a good time. But that was my little deal to the rodeo. I'm not much. I go with her because all we got to do is drive in and go old Alameda 288 up in there to Reed Road and hop on one of those committeeman bus. And they shuttle you right on in there.
Shuttle. Yeah, boy. Mm-hmm.
And that's the way to do it and not have to take your car all the way up in there. But anyway, it was a fun time. All we've done this week is just kind of hide out of the north wind. Man, Wednesday, north, northeast at 30 miles an hour. Blowing. The water conditions were completely turned upside down here. I mean, our little old shallow bays, buddy, they don't...
Yeah, a lot of places were torn up from that west wind at 30 to 50. Yeah. That was crazy.
Yeah, it was super low tides Wednesday morning, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yesterday they were low also, but Wednesday they were really pulled out of there. But that cowling cover, I mean, I had it tied on. It's, you know, I got this little old material type
cover. Oh, one of the slip-over covers, yeah.
It blew across the field again. I had to go chase it down. The wind has been relentless down here. But let's see what else is going on. Oh, yeah, I know what it did. Man, that was a heck of a day. My cowling cover blew off, and then the ring to my tarp, two of the rings, I have this tarp that I put over my old fishing truck because it's got some rusty spots on the top of it, keep the moisture out of the cab. And the wind was blowing so hard, it blew those little metal rings out of both sides of that tarp. Ripped it to shred. So, like, if that wasn't enough, my wife kept calling me, Glenn, come here. I went over by the fence, and my neighbors, and they have this real old Irish, I don't know, she's a lab, a big old blonde dog. And anyway, she's so old, but she was trying to get up, and every time she would, one of the pit bulls would jump on her back and knock her back down to the ground. And okay, so if you remember not long ago, I told you I fed the neighbor's dog a hand sandwich. He was jumping up by the fence, and I went to reach out to pet him, and he snapped me on the finger. Well, I wasn't even thinking about that dog because I was trying to get this other one, yelling at him, trying to get him off of this old female dog. This old male dog. And I wasn't looking, and that pit bull ran down that fence line and jumped up and smacked me in the face. He bit a chunk out of my cheek.
What?
I mean, not a bit me in the dang face, man. I mean, luckily, if it would have been a little kid or something, it would have put stitches on them. It knocked my glasses off. I didn't even know it, man. I went, oh, Melinda, I think I just got bit in the face. She come over, she goes, yeah, you got bit. And then I didn't even know it, but it knocked my glasses off, so it took about 5 minutes to find them. But, man, that dog, he was a... They rescued him, you know, and everybody keeps bringing him back, and he don't want to take him back to the rescue because nobody else wants the dog. And he's beautiful.
What, the one that bit you?
Yeah. They got three pit bulls and an Irish setter, and they got a yard full of dogs, and I just got too close. I wasn't even thinking about him because you get close to the fence, he'll snap at you. And anyway, he got me on the cheek. It's just a little bitty spot. But
what was wrong surprise. With the old dog? Is it just too old?
He's about, I don't know how old he is.
Yeah, they sense the weak, so they're picking on the old dog.
Yeah, no, he's trying to hump her, man. This guy,
that
get out of here.
Get on him, okay.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and he's already fixed. All of them are fixed, and there's no reason for that. Anyway, dog, I got the owner on the telephone.
I think
telephone.
It makes it worse when they fix them. Those males are just there. Yeah.
Well, I'm
not going to go into that.
No, I know, but they just waited too long to do it.
I have to put my lab down Monday. She's just
bless your heart, Mickey.
Not eating.
We went through
she's still getting around pretty good, but It's getting bad.
I got a bad appointment Monday.
We're going to decide. Let her check the dog out.
Right.
She's almost right. made it 14 years. Her birthday's coming up. She'll be 14. But that's old for an old yellow lab.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's what this one is back
here. I'm going to have a bad week next week if I have to put her down. One of them deals.
But oh, man.
It's my last one. I'm done with dogs after this one.
Yeah, that's what I said after the last one, and I ended up rescuing them.
I really am. I mean, it's just you get too attached to them.
Right. Well, we got this morning really calm down here this morning, man. Kind of eerily quiet, but weather cleared. Martin House, I got my Martin House up, and they're starting to show up each day, getting a few more. Got the lawnmower out, got to do a little mowing yesterday, so dried up.
What about fishing? Have you heard anything going on? Has it just been so tore up, nobody got out?
Not in this end of the territory with the water being three shades of chocolate milk.
Well, and as low as it got, it drained them
days. Right, as low as it got, and with all that wind, no, they're not in this area. I'm sure you could have done something on the bottom or went somewhere in the back marsh or lake and got out of it, but no, I don't even know that. And it was northwest wind too, not one of our best ones, so coming blowing across there. Anyway, well, no, I hadn't heard a fishing report one, but I do know the bait camps are holding bait, and they got some live shrimp and some mud minnows and finger mullet, and that's about all you're going to get from the bait camps this time of year, but they are still holding bait. I don't know where they're getting them or how they're getting them, but bait camps are all open and available. Boat ramps are all open and available. Looks like they got the tractors out yesterday and start cleaning up on the side of the highway and getting ready for St. Paddy's Day down here. It's coming up, so that's always a big old deal down here. You know, they have a little St. Paddy's Day parade and that kind of a stuff. But other than that, Captain McGee, I ain't heard one fishing report from anybody. Now, I'm hoping to get that. I got on the phone yesterday just calling around, see if anybody wanted to go for a boat ride with me on Saturday morning. I don't have anything going on. So
no takers.
No takers. But you know, I wouldn't have done it. You couldn't have done anything this week anyway, not over this area. It started settling down yesterday afternoon. The Gulf started looking a little better. It's been roughed up too, but especially with the tide being so low. But anyway, it started looking better yesterday, and the bay started looking better yesterday afternoon. So it'll take it a little bit to clear, but with the water temperature being cool, it clears a lot better than it does when it's hot. So anyway, hopefully this weekend I'll be able to get out there and get on them. I'm gonna try to go Saturday just to look around, see what's happening.
Well, we got this low front. You know, it's gonna come in sometime, probably tomorrow afternoon or whatever. And it's not gonna be much to it.
Well, I hope it's not. Well, I hope
we are gonna show a low of about 47 Sunday night and Monday morning. A little cool, but we'll be back up in the 70s and 80s all of next week. But
good,
a little cool Sunday and Monday, but. We'll see. They just keep coming.
Well, I can get some more outside project. It's really nice yesterday. Sun popped out. You know what I mean? We could get out and do something.
Yeah.
I went down and cleaned the property up. I've got somebody fixing to move into our property down on the Blue Water Highway where we used to barbecue. And I got this guy. He's going to rent golf carts off of my property. He's a local guy that's been doing it for years and years and years, and he really loves our little spot up there on the highway, so he's going to rent it from me for like 7 months out of the year, and that'll help us out a little bit. Other than that, I ain't got anything going on today, man. I'm just lay around.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, throw him out a number. Somebody wants to call you and slip out this weekend.
Yes, sir. 713-208-0683. Appreciate you, buddy.
We'll see you, man. All right, take care. Okay. All right. It is 4:13 here in the Bayou City. It's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 417. Let's run up to Fayette County now. Let's check in with Mr. Bob Green, see what he's up to. Morning, Bob. What's up?
Well, good morning. Yeah, a little rock and roll music to get cranked up with morning.
Let's do some head banging, baby.
I'll be glad lose this extra hour, but it means you don't have to get up at 3 instead of 4. So,
the fish and the animals don't know the difference, but we do. I wish they'd do away with that. You know, you hear all this small talk from D.C. and everything. Yeah, we're going to pass a bill. We're going to just leave it the same.
Right.
They can't do anything up there except squabble.
Never happened yet, so
no.
You expect it now. So. Well, yesterday, 50% of the fish we caught were females, probably over a third of them were black spotted. I mean, just tails, mouth, mm-hmm. head, top fins, and that's there's more numbers of them than I'm seeing now. But I tell you what, that lake got beat to death there as far as wind and all for about 2 days. And I think this morning we're going to turn back south-southwest, but I don't think it's nothing like what we've had. I mean, I don't see any difference in the water. I would have thought, you know, with all it banging around, it would just be, brown instead of semi-clear, but it looked good yesterday. Water temp was 67.4 is what I was getting.
Perfect.
Which it wasn't too bad after, you know, those couple of freeze. It wasn't any heavy freezing, but anyway, it didn't change our water temperature, so not enough to worry about. But we started out with the little chatterbait, one was throwing chatterbait, and I kept throwing a little blue chrome rattle trap, and they kind of got off of that and pretty much stayed on the chatterbait. But we had about an hour and a half, 2 hours of a good fish bite, and then we hit that lull. So normally when you hit that lull, you start, you know, worming them out of there, but they just kind of decided they'd get tight mouth, somewhere around 8 o'clock, 8:30, I guess.
Yeah.
But when you start fishing at 6:15 or 6:30, so that was a pretty good 2 hour bite.
Yeah. Did you get another bite going later in the day?
Well, usually around 9:30 or 10 o'clock. It seemed like it was just a long pause in between there, and it happens a lot like that.
I know it.
And then had to go out to about 14 feet, something like that, 13, 14, on a little break to get a Carolina rig break. Mm. And it didn't matter. One would hit red bug, one would hit the little yum dinger in the watermelon red. So. Yeah, as long as it had a little red in it somewhere, it's
right. Red ain't
what
dead,
they would
baby.
Eat. and then of course it was about time to head in, because you know if you're fishing at 6:15 or 6:30, that makes for a long half a day if you fish till noon. So that's kind of what was going on. But we had some of those fish that had the markings on them and had eggs. We didn't catch anything over 4 pounds yesterday, but it was just good, solid fish. And
yeah,
every once in a while, even a dink would sneak in there. But it was fat, too, like it had some eggs. So I guess it wasn't really a dink as much as just a young fish.
Right.
It made for a fun morning yesterday, so I'm hoping to get an equal one this morning and see. There wasn't a whole lot of traffic on the lake yesterday. I don't know if everybody's afraid the wind's going to pick up again or not, but by the time we came in, you had a whole one line of boats on one side, so I don't know if maybe they had some kind of little tournament or what.
Right.
Usually when they line up on one side, they're usually all together.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't see a lot of boat running around early, but boy, after about 9 o'clock, I saw boats moving everywhere.
It's because the fish quit biting. They're all hunting.
Yeah.
They're all looking around, scrambling, panicking. Oh my gosh.
it really just irritates you when you can see the same thing down there
on saltwater, man. When you don't see any boats running around and you're not catching them, that's when you get worried, going, man, everybody's catching them because nobody's moving. I better find me something.
it turned out good. It's one of my better days. So, it should just keep getting better. I mean, when you actually snag a shad on your hook, there's some bait somewhere.
Yes, sir. That chatterbait, what size are you throwing?
That's a 3/8.
3/8.
The skirt on it it's kind of got a little green and silver flakes and got kind of more like a little chartreuse mixed in with some black threads and things like that. It's just different. And of course the head on it's a little different than a regular chatterbait. It's got a smaller blade on it, and it's not metal, it's plastic. So, and it ties different. I don't know how many times I've tied that sucker upside down. And as soon as you throw it out, you know you screwed up.
Right.
Because it has no vibration or wiggle to it. So, and then, of course, trying to retie that sucker in the dark or with the wind blowing, it's just a little different.
Came out, some manufacturer sent me some in the mail, and they just called them blade baits.
Yeah.
Back then. Mm-hmm. But it caught trout, and I said, man, this probably work on bass too. Well, it does.
Man. Yeah, it do put a little trailer on it, little 3-inch trailer.
Yeah.
Something to give it a little wiggle at the back. Well, more wiggle at the back.
A small, swim bait type tail on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got some that are just straight, to a point, and the other ones with that little flap on it. And every once in a while, they I don't know what the deal is, and just the way they want to eat, they don't want that big tail, and you snip that little flapper off of it.
I'll be darned.
So I did that to a couple of them we're going to fish with this morning to see what happens. But it just about, well, it really probably wouldn't have, if they're feeding on stuff, then it doesn't matter that much. But if you're having to kind of talk them out of there.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. I don't know how many times that we're stopped and talking and just let it was sitting on the bottom, wasn't paying any attention to it. All of a sudden, they pick it up. So one of the guys decided to throw a little old small, it was a jig, what it mounted to,
right,
and throw it out there. And he did catch a couple fish on it, but it was pretty obvious. Yeah. Now, wait a minute, maybe a jigging pig, but you'd have to throw an awful light one because you're going to hang up in grass if not. So, but didn't do hardly anything on shaky head. That's what was worrying me. You get fish hitting, and all of a sudden they just stop. So you go to the next option, which is that. And they just didn't want it. I mean, it was like, hey, yeah, I fed, I'm not hungry, so go away. So, so anyway, then we went to searching. But when the wind did finally pick up enough that open lake was pretty much out, road beds, things like that. So we were just lucky to find that one little spot that had, you know, 3 or 4 fish on it.
What'd you have?
So today may be a different deal, you know. Yeah, my guys heard what we did yesterday, so I'm thinking, oh, crud. Sometimes it's best not to tell you what you did the day before.
Yeah.
So, we'll
get out there and play it up too big because, you know, then it's a big letdown. We did okay. Even if you just ripped holes in them, you know, it was good fishing.
Yeah, we got some bites.
Yeah, I got a few bites.
We'll see. We'll see what happens this morning. And a lot of it depends on what the wind does to us and where the fish are going to hide at and if you can get to them or not.
Well, that's true. What'd you have up there yesterday, an east wind?
East, southeast. And it just got stronger. It got stronger, I guess, around 10:30 or 11.
Yeah, it picked up as the day went on. Yeah, it sure did.
And I think today is not supposed to show as high, but I hate southwest, and I think that's what we're scheduled for. After a couple hours, I think.
Well, it's down this morning. It's not too bad,
No, I've already been out getting the boat, you know, ready to unhook all the chargers and stuff, and it didn't blow me across the yard. Or I don't know how there's a leaf left in any tree, you know. The tarp over my tractor's gone from the day before yesterday, so found it laying up.
That was a heck of a blow. You know, I saw videos up in the Fort Worth area where there was a subdivision and all these framed up homes, and some of them were dried in, and it blew them all over, just laid them on the ground.
Good guy. I guarantee you there were some
and feeders on the ground all over the state, too, to everybody's deer leases.
Oh, dang them, I didn't even think about that.
Their blinds weren't sufficiently tied down good. They're probably on the ground now.
I got mine staked down, so they of course them lids, you know, I've got those heavy lids on them, just slide over the top. I don't think it'd blow them off, but I didn't think it would blow my cigar cutters off of the table underneath the house either, but it did. And there's solid metal and laying flat.
Yeah.
I found stuff laying all over the yard and old paper towels that come out of these holders where you pull one little paper towel out.
Right.
There was a stack of them laying there, didn't have anything on it. And they covered, you know, 2 acres of, had to pick them all up one at a time. We just wasn't expecting it to be as heavy, as hard as it was when it first blew through.
You know, 40 mile an hour winds, but, you know, I was seeing gusts of 51, you know, around my area, but I know it was even higher up in the state, even Oklahoma. They had some really strong winds off of it too. So,
didn't quite expect it because I know there was some 50 up here at least.
Oh yeah, guarantee it was.
But there's still a few of them old leaves hanging on, just want to give up.
Yeah.
And daggum hogs got over my pasture next door, and they down in all these acorns that dropped around them trees, that's where they tore everything up around every oak tree in at least an acre and a half out there, 2 acres.
Man.
And then never heard them, never saw them, and they came in and out and gone. So
yeah, they're bad out my way. That's you can see where somebody's got a beautiful lawn and they'll pull into that lawn during the night while they're sleeping, and man, that thing.
Yeah.
It's destroyed the next morning.
Yeah, I could go out there and throw oats out there and a little fertilizer, and they'd have something to eat, you know, for a couple months. Yeah, that's how bad they tore it up. So, it'll take the rains that we're not getting to level the ground back out.
Yeah, gotcha.
Because my little ponds or tanks are way down. They're down 3 or 4, at least 3 foot, maybe more. I keep trying to turn water to it by cutting little grooves in the roads to catch it all coming down the driveways, and I'm losing the battle.
Well,
but we'll see what happens.
All right, Bob. Well, good luck this morning. Hope you get you a good bite going again and get them early.
I hope so.
All right.
I hope so.
If somebody wants to come up and fish with you, give them some info how they can reach you.
I just call 281-460-9200. I think put up Bob Green Fishing and get a hold of us. So y'all have a great weekend coming up.
We're going to do it. You do the same, Bob. Catch them up, man.
We'll do it. Have a good morning.
Buddy. Bye-bye. See ya. All right, that's Bob Green up at Fayette County. Well, if you need pipe, valves, fittings, instrumentation, fasteners, or gaskets, you need them fast, look no further than Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated. They're your one-stop shop for all of your petrochemical supply needs. With a full fleet of delivery trucks and same-day delivery, there's no need to wait weeks for other distributors. Let Allied deliver today. Looking for that hard-to-find item or can't wait on long deliveries? Their sales team has over 100 years of combined experience, and they're here to support you from start to finish. Whether it's a 24/7 maintenance project or ground-up construction, Allied has you covered. Remember, the first three letters of Allied are all, and that's exactly what they do. Call Allied Industrial Sales and let them handle it all for you at 281-332-6224 or sales@alliedinc.com. Spell out Inc. That's 281-332-6224. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. And during the break, Robert Savillo sent me a picture of the SpaceX launch. That's pretty awesome. All the boats on the water watching it. That was pretty cool. I think that one's lost. It took off and now it disappeared. I don't know, but particulars. Got another text from a listener that is a crane operator. In Freeport, in that blow the other day, they had a gust of 83 miles an hour. He screenshotted it and sent it to me. There were some high gusts with that blow. All right, speaking of blows, let's go down to Matagorda and check in with old Tommy Alexander. Tommy boy, what's up this morning? Salt or fresh?
What's up, Mickey?
What's happening,
well,
man?
It's been fresh. I mean, all last weekend, you know, it was all fresh.
Yeah.
Now I'm going back to salt for, let's see, like a week. I'll be saltwater all this, starting tomorrow and all this next week for spring break.
Right.
So I'll be, I don't know, I got about 5 saltwater trips, and then I actually go back to Conroe next weekend for one day for a Conroe bass tournament.
Right.
One of those series deals, you know, that we fish.
Right.
And then back to saltwater again after that for a couple weeks. So saltwater is actually next couple weeks. I'm be more saltwater than I am fresh.
Yeah, I got you.
The last 6 or 7 days, I've definitely been more fresh.
Well, how'd you end up doing up there in that big bass competition?
Man, I did good. We got a couple checks, so I can't complain at all. We did good. It was. One, it was a good time. You know, we were up there for, well, pre-fishing and everything. We were up there for 5 days total. But it was fun. Got to hang out for a while. Got to hang out with some good buddies and old friends. And my buddy Kevin Cook, got to hang out with him up there.
Oh, Kevin, I get messages from him every once in a while. He actually fished that one day and then pulled over to Toledo Bend and fished another one and then came back and fished the final day, I think's what he told me.
Yeah. No, that's what he did. We hung out with him in the mornings of the first and last day, and then he went to Toledo Bend in between. So
yeah,
you think I'm hardcore? That's pretty hardcore right there.
I have to nickname him the Road Lizard.
Yeah, that's pretty hardcore. But no, we did good. What did we have? We caught probably, as far as like 3-pounders go, I bet we caught 30 of them over 3 days.
Yeah.
We probably caught 33-pounders. We caught, which is a good fish in a regular tournament, but a 3-pounder in that tournament doesn't do you too good. You know,
no.
That doesn't do you too good. We caught a lot of 3, 3.5s, and then we caught a couple 4.5s. We set on like 7th place one time for a 4, 3, 5, I think, and then we had an 11th place in 1 hour with like another 4-something, and then what did I have? Another one that was like 5, 4, 6, 8 or something like that. That was somewhere in 6th place 1 hour. But then the highlight was my big one. I won on the second day. I won one of the hours with a 7.33.
Yeah.
And that was that was the big highlight of it, was that fish there.
Right.
Was a good fish, and that won that hour there. So we did pretty good, got a few checks and turned a little profit on that deal. And got to catch one. He doesn't catch one over 7 pounds. That's a good day.
Yeah.
You know, for the most part. So, yeah, it was good. We did good, had fun, and all the above. That big fish was something else. That you catch a lot of fish, you know, on day to day. But that thing, I swear, it fought like a redfish. I never had a bass fight like that. I've caught bigger bass.
And somehow you'll pull one and it'll come right in, and then you catch one that's probably even smaller, and it fights like a racehorse, man.
That's right. I've caught 9-pounders that didn't fight like this 7.33. This thing took off, and it peeled drag like a red, went way, just made a long run way out behind the boat, and then turned and kind of just came back around like I was fighting a huge redfish or something. I kind of thought I had a catfish at first, because we had caught about a 7-pound catfish about an hour before that.
Yeah.
So I kind of thought I had a catfish, but it was running pretty quick. You know, I didn't know. But anyway, that sucker came back around, and then I farted around, and I almost lost it. I pulled a rookie move. I let it get in the trolling motor.
Uh-oh.
I mean, it was a hot mess, and somehow we still got it.
Well, but it was meant to be.
Yeah, I guess it was.
What'd you catch that fish on?
I caught that fish on a lizard, Texas rig lizard.
That old lizards, man. We used to throw those a lot in the springtime. I don't ever hear much about lizards.
Well, yeah, people don't throw lizards. Well, so there's so many new creature baits that are on the market, you know?
Yeah.
There's like 5 billion different kind of creature baits now. So people are throwing new stuff. People just don't throw old school lizards very much.
We used to fish those... you know, hydrilla beds and everything with them. We'd double rig them, 2 weedless hooks, and for the short strikes. And Blaine and I used to nuke them on black lizards.
Yeah. Well, this was a June bug, which is close.
Yeah. There you go. It's dark. That'll work.
We were throwing some different things, and we were catching quite a few, like 3-pounders. And I don't know. I was looking through my deal. I had lost a worm. I just caught one about 2.5 pounds. And I was throwing a baby brush hog, and it ripped it off. So I went in there to get another one, and I was filling around looking for another pack of the brush hogs, and I saw that pack of lizards. And I was like, you know what? I haven't thrown a lizard in a long time. So I said, I'll just chunk the lizard a little bit. So I put that lizard on and started going down the bank, and maybe 5 minutes later, that's when I caught that
big
one.
There you go.
So, I might have caught her on anything. I don't know, but she definitely wanted the lizard. And I thought she was bigger than that. When we netted her and put her in the boat, she looked about 8.5 to me.
Right.
She looked really big. I said, that's 8.5. That fish is over 8. And I put her on the scale. And my scale actually said 7.44 is what my scale said. But when their scale was 7.33. But anyway, mine said 7.44. And I was like, well, I thought it was over 8, but it wasn't. So we stuck her in the live well and then started looking at the hourly weights, because that thing's like a game, you know. You gotta
there's gotta a little bit of luck the right hour to make your way. You
yes,
know?
There's hours you can win an hour and get the big money, or you can mess up. and wait in the wrong
hour. Yeah, hold on till the next hour, yes. And then somebody comes in and beats you out of first, you know. That's
yep. We that's did that crazy. With we had one right off the bat on the first day that was like a 4.25 or something like that.
Yeah.
And we stuck at the live well, and I checked the weights. We were on like the 8 to 9 o'clock hour. I checked the weights, and I was like, you know, we probably should go to weigh in. We were like 20 minutes away from weigh in, and we were kind of on fish. I said, oh, let's hold it. You know, let's hold it. Well, we didn't go to weigh in, and it would have got like an eighth place check that hour.
Yeah.
Well, it never worked the rest of the day. We held on to it all day, and it never got it back. We ended up having to throw it back at the end of the day.
Oh, man.
So throw one over 4 pounds back because the rest of the hours were too big that first day. So if we would have took it straight in, you know, instead of holding on to it, we would have won a couple hundred dollars with it. But instead, we held on to it and didn't have to throw it back. So it's a little bit of a game on those tournaments and a little bit of luck because you just gotta know what hour you think's going to work the best that way it in.
Yeah, Kevin Cook's listening. He just sent me a message, said the road lizard's on the road to Lake Limestone for a high school
tournament. That's right.
Tell Tommy hello.
Yeah, he's on the road. I knew he was headed to a tournament today again. Another deal. I didn't know.
That
yeah,
boy
high
needs
school,
a truck right. sponsor.
Man, he's a. He's got a brand new one right now, but he's putting miles on it. But it looks brand new. But his boat and his truck are like mint condition. He keeps them really clean. I mean, they are very
clean. Yeah, I saw one tournament he went to, and everything was just covered in ice. I couldn't believe he was fishing in that.
Yeah.
What an
animal. He's hardcore.
Mad at him. All right,
so
buddy.
We had a great time, and now we'll get back about 5 or 6 days of salt water here.
All right, catch some of them old freckle fish, and somebody wants to call you about coming in and hanging out with you, Tommy. Give them some info how they can reach you, buddy.
Yes, sir. They can get me on Facebook under Tommy Alexander. Of course, the phone's always the best. Text me. Leave a message if I don't answer at 979-709-8242.
That'll work. All right, Tommy, good talking to you, man. You have a good weekend.
All right, we'll see what happens next week.
All right, later, man.
All right.
Now let's run down to South Padre, check in with our good friend Captain Brian Barrera, see what he's up to this morning. Good morning, Brian. What's up?
Morning, sir. How you doing today?
Oh, I can't complain. It's all good.
Me neither. I'm just moving around, getting ready for some fishing. I got to head out around 7 o'clock today. So.
Right.
I'm actually snook fishing. I haven't been snook fishing all week, so. Excited to see how that goes.
Get them located. My old buddy Blaine's coming with you. I thought, what, Monday, I think? He's coming down.
Man, it's a bummer. They called me yesterday. We had to cancel.
Really?
Unfortunately, it was going to be like 30-mile-an-hour winds that day.
Oh, really?
And I didn't even know. I didn't even know the wind was going to be that bad. He called me yesterday while I was at work. And
well, good. Maybe the next time he comes, it'll be in the right window and I can come with him. Because he sure wanted me to come bad with this, but I may have to put my dog down Monday. The vet's coming to my house to check her out, so I got to handle that.
Definitely got to take care of that. I sent him a bunch of dates, so you could call him, and he'll probably get with you on them. See if you guys can coordinate one.
Yeah, because he was fired up, and he mentioned that to me. He said, man, have you looked at the weather down there for Monday? I said, no, I hadn't. He said, man, it's not looking good. It looks like a lot of wind.
Yeah, and I mean, I can do it at anything over, I mean, anything up to like 20 or so is good, but anything above that starts to hinder the process a little bit, you know, because you're trying to spot lock with the trolling motor and move around
right.
and skip docks and stuff like that, you know, so. I mean, we've been having a lot of wind. We had a lot of wind yesterday, and that's not bad when we're in the bay drifting, you know. We've been drift fishing lately, although... The morning fishing that I've been doing has been quite slow the past couple of trips.
Mm-hmm.
We've been like struggling, you know, getting a six trout and a redfish or
right.
four redfish and two trout. You know, it was just a struggle the last two morning trips, yesterday and 2 days ago in the morning. The afternoons have been on fire. The afternoons have been, you know, windy or drifting. You catch you know, limits of redfish on artificial on the first drift or so, and mm-hmm. you're just kind of hanging out, partying for the rest of the day. But the mornings have been a little bit of a struggle.
Well, it's probably going to be a busy week for you next week, and the island, everything's going to be crowded spring break. Spring breakers still come down there a lot, don't they?
Oh, yeah, definitely they do. I'll start running my charters. You know, so usually during the cold months, I try to fish the middle of the day, but it's been kind of heating up, so I've been fishing early, and it's been really windy in the afternoon, so I've been fishing early this week. Mm-hmm. Same reason why I'm fishing early today, but during spring break, I tend to just go really early just to avoid the crowd so I could be home by, you know, 12 or 1. And
yeah.
Those guys just rolling out of bed.
Breakers start coming to life, nursing hangovers and coming back to laugh and get ready to do it again, man.
The good old days.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll see how it goes today. I'm gonna bounce some jigs around. We're kind of starting to get into, you know, starting to warm up a little bit, so I might have my guy throw a top water around for a little while today. Bounce some jigs and see what happens. I hadn't, you know, been doing any snook fishing since we last talked.
Yeah.
Well, so we'll see. I've got this weekend, and then I've got next week. I fish until Wednesday, and then Wednesday I leave for our yearly. We do a yearly thing. We go right before turkey season starts. We go to Zapata at Falcon Lake to fish the bass spawn, trying to catch some of them big bass spawning with a guide right. I know out there, and then we do that for 2 days, and then on Friday afternoon, we run down to the ranch to set up our turkey blinds and stuff like that, and we start hunting opening morning Saturday for turkey. So we're really looking forward to that.
A lot of guys are fired up right now. Turkey season right around the corner. Spring turkey season. They love it. Live for it.
Mm-hmm. We're looking forward to it. It's a blast. It's a blast. Yeah. Usually early like this is when they're really responsive to the calls and stuff too, so it'd be awesome.
They're looking for love, man.
Yep. But yeah, it's just been nonstop blowing like crazy down here. It's pretty crazy. I mean,
hey, did you get all that blow Tuesday from that front line, or didn't reach down there far enough to give you all that west wind?
We did get a lot of a west, and we had some different winds this week.
Right.
That were blowing us. I don't know if I got the west wind. I mean, I got a really hard wind out of
Tuesday,
the east.
We had wind gusts, you know, around my area to 51, and this is the strongest I saw. Then I had a listener earlier text me a screenshot of one. It was 83 at Freeport out of the west.
Wow.
Man, it's crazy.
No, we didn't get that.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured
that would have been hard.
Yeah, I was watching that front line and that tail. It didn't reach down that way, you know, to deep South Texas, you know, like it did here on the mid-coast to the upper coast.
Yeah.
Boy, I was pretty crazy, man.
Yeah, I got lucky that thing didn't come down here.
Yeah.
I got a lot of wind to deal with already.
Yeah, I know. Y'all get it. But you got, fortunately, you're in a situation where y'all can handle a lot of wind and still be able to fish up here.
I'd rather fish in 25-mile-an-hour winds than 5-mile-an-hour winds. So if I'm red fishing, trout fishing, you know.
Well, that's what I hear from most pros now that way. They'd rather have a lot of wind than no wind.
If it ain't blowing, we ain't going.
There you go. If it don't blow, we don't go.
That's cool.
Old Trout Master motto. I remember people had signs made and put them up at the tournaments. If it don't blow, we don't go, because we could never hit it right. I think at all the tournaments we had, we may have had 4 or 5 all those years that was really good weather. The rest of them were just, it was gnarly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, man. If somebody wants to come down, do some fishing, hang out, you know, South Padre, that's a happening place. How they get a hold of you, man?
Sure thing, and now's the time to do it. I've got a few openings over the next couple of months. Area code 956-755-9413 will be the fastest way. Or you could check out the website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
All right, buddy. Well, hey, man, you have a good weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, sir.
See you, Brian. You too. Later, man. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.